With us now is Alan Migliorato, and he's a co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership, and he's comes on every week to talk about parenting tips to help parents learn how to relate to their children, help raise their children. This is an important thing. Alan, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Father. Happy New Year. I haven't talked to you since before Christmas.
Yeah, it's been a rather interesting 2 weeks here in Cincinnati. In Cincinnati, they decided to institute a curfew starting the 26th at the malls. That after, I think it was after 3 o'clock, if you were going to go into the mall, you had to be either over 8, you had to be over 18 or with a, you know, or with a parent. It was the only way you were come in. And what happened was I think it was on the Thursday, and that was the Friday after Christmas, 300 kids descended upon a mall here in Cincinnati and went running through, starting fights all over the place. Some of them were taking swings at police officers, and it just created havoc. And I found that it wasn't just here in Cincinnati, but it was really in different places all over the country. What is this with this crisis of authority of teens not being respectful?
Wow, that kind of blew me away. Like, I had no idea that that was happening. I tend to be disconnected from these kind of things and from the news. I think it's very, you know, depressing sometimes to watch the news. So I get my news through my family. When they tell me something major is happening, then I listen.
Well, I don't blame you, but you know, this hit the news in Cincinnati, and the police were caught, you know, flat-footed, and they didn't know what to do. And but it only happened once. After that, things. But apparently, you know, like I said, can you imagine a teenager taking a swing at a police officer? I mean, it's just unbelievable.
No, it's hard to believe, but I can imagine that kind of thing happening. With some of the youth that I work with, you know, I've had some instances where they've, you know, actually taken a swing at their parents at times. And, you know, when we're done working with them, usually, you know, they can understand. It doesn't mean that they're cured. We're not a cure-all, but, you know, they can see, you know, the error in their ways and a lot of times apologize. I think it stems from the disconnect that our teens experience with kind of like for a better term, electronic courage. So, you know, there's things that people say in social media settings that you would never say to another human being face to face. You would never have the courage to do that. It's almost like liquid courage for people that drink, you know, and then they become brave. It's this electronic courage that some of these teenagers, you know, feel that they can say whatever they want, do whatever they want, and then they can just, you know, swipe to the left or swipe to the right or turn that app off. But in reality, you know, there's feelings, there's emotions, there's consequences that they need to be ready for, because real life is much different than online.
Why do you think there are some parents that are afraid to discipline their teens? Because, you know, if I would have pulled that, the old saying goes, you could talk back to the old man once, but you didn't do it twice unless you wanted to be sent into orbit. You know, it's just that simple. You didn't do it because you were taught respect. I was taught to say, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Speak all people with respect, law enforcement, strangers, everyone with that. And nowadays, that's just gone.
Yeah, you know, I remember growing up, it was no matter what family member's house I was at, I was free game. So if I did something, you know, if I did something wrong, I was at my Uncle Mario's house, I wasn't going to get out of that house without getting a talking to. If I was lucky, it was a talking. I really think that times have changed as far as the way that parents raise their kids. I don't think the times have changed for kids so much. I think it's what we put in front of them as parents. I think that many times parents are afraid to discipline their children because they hear all these things that, well, you're going to emotionally damage your child if you tell them that they're wrong. And that really is kind of one of the reasons that Adventure Catholic was started in the first place. It was to show teens that they will fail, they're going to fail, and that failure is a part of success. But if you don't know that you've failed, if you don't know that you've done wrong, then why would you change your actions?
You know, one of the things, of course, oftentimes, you know, parents should never discipline out of anger. Are some parents afraid of their own anger or their own rage that they might somehow do serious harm to their child rather than just discipline?
I think that's a valid concern, too, is that, you know, I know you and I have talked about it before, where there's been times I've been angry with my kids and had to say, listen, I'm gonna walk away from you for a minute. I'm gonna think about this, because if I discipline you right now, it's gonna end up being a punishment and not a discipline. And I need a minute, you know. And that takes practice. It just really takes practice for parents to do that. But I never have felt worse in my life than, you know, spanking without reflecting, you know, or saying something out of anger and then having to stick with it, because once you say something, you're going to lose your phone for a month. They better lose their phone for a month, or they're not going to believe a word that you say. So that's a lesson for parent and teen is, you know, as a parent, you don't want to put these things in. If you say one more word, I'm going to take your door off of your room. Well, one more word, and now let's see you take the door off my room. Well, you really don't want the door off the room. You don't want to see them in their underwear changing all day, you know, but you're going to have to take that door off if that's what you say you're going to do.
Oh, you make an important point, too, what you just said, discipline versus punishment. What's the difference?
I think anger. I think that discipline comes with teaching a lesson, and punishment comes with I'm going to teach you a lesson to make myself feel better that you didn't get the best of me. You know, it's when you punish somebody, it's like, I'm punishing you, not for your own good, but for mine. And when you discipline somebody, I think that you're really trying to teach your child a lesson. Look, I told you that if you got a bad grade, that you weren't going out this weekend. Or I told you if you didn't clean your room, you're not going to the movies with your friend on Saturday. And I'm sorry, but I have to stick with that. You chose your course of action, and I have to choose mine. So you knew the consequences, and I have to stick with it. As opposed to, you didn't clean your room, go grab my belt.
Well, we're speaking with Alan Migliorato from Adventure Catholic Leadership about the whole question of teens and learning how to discipline teenagers. And, you know, Alan, you've been speaking a lot here about actions. What about words, mouthy teens? You know, they come off, and as you said, the electronic courage they have, sometimes they forget that they're now talking to a mother or a father or an authority person like a police officer, and they forget that their language now can and will be used against them.
Yeah, absolutely. Recently I was with a friend of mine, and his son said, you know, I hate you, Dad, you know, and they were having an argument. And, you know, I just sat there and I kind of listened, and his dad didn't say anything. And I said, do you mind if I ask you a question? And he said, what? You know, it's kind of like, you know, smarted off to me a little bit. And I said, do you really mean that? Like, do you, I want you to think before you answer this. Do you really hate your dad, or are you just angry right now? And I said, I want you not to answer right away. I want you, you know, to count to 10, just take a deep breath. You know, and I said, I can see you're angry. Maybe this isn't the best time to ask you, but do you really hate him? And, you know, I said, just count to 10 and then answer. And he, you know, the eighth grader. So he got quiet for probably 5 seconds. And he said, yeah, I really hate him. And I said, okay, now I want you to answer again. I want you to answer from your heart. And he got quiet again. He said, no, I don't hate him. I'm just angry. He's like, I don't understand. I said, oh, that's very different. I said, don't you think that's very different than I hate you and I don't understand you? I said, which one do you think is going to get you further with your dad? Do you tell him you hate him, or you tell him you don't understand him? The hate's kind of a dead-end thing, don't you think? So, like, I think, you know, obviously it wasn't my kid that said that, and I was able to be a little bit more calm and kind of help him walk through that. But, you know, kids say things all the time, and there has to be consequence for words are powerful. We know, as being Catholics, words, particular words at particular times, are very powerful.
Now, in terms of the family, should one spouse be the disciplinarian, or is it supposed to be equal? And if it's supposed to be equal, should the spouses be on the same page in terms of how they deal with punishment?
Discipline. Great question. Yeah, well, that's fine, Father. I mean, a Freudian slip, that's okay. I understand where you're coming from, too. No, you know what? I don't think people are ever going to discipline exactly the same. My wife tends to be a little bit more quiet. You know, and then she ends up blowing up, you know, at the end if you get her to that point. I'm much more vocal as a parent, so along the way I'm trying to figure things out. But, like, if you get me to that point too, like, you know, we're going to have consequences as well. But honestly, like, my kids are a little older now. The only one that I ever remember smacking on the butt a couple times is my youngest one, and that was just because, you know, she was mouthy as a kid and loud. But, I mean, that was more my frustration and where I learned to take, she's the one that really kind of taught me, take a step away before you know, say something or do something or don't say something, you know, or be given the silent treatment, you know, or some parents do that, I know, and it's a horrible thing, but you have to take a step away and gain your composure, keep things in context.
And some people think, you know, discipline doesn't show love. But I think if you don't show discipline, that you don't care about how your children act, that actually doesn't show love.
Absolutely. Spare the rod, spoil the child. And we see a lot of spoiled children out there. I'll tell you, you know, the entitlement that comes along, not all kids are like that, you know, and it's unfair to group them all like that. But, you know, at the church, at our church, we have, you know, we call it the cry room, so for lack of a better term, you know, it's like the glassed off area. And since, you know, I never sat in there with my kids, I always refer to it as the bad parent room, because you see these kids that are just smacking their hands on the glass. We went out to dinner last night. This is a perfect timing for this story, too. We went out to dinner last night. We're sitting at a restaurant, and this little kid was probably 7 years old, just acting like, you know, like a monkey, and just unbelievably screaming and yelling at his parents, and they just kept eating, didn't even look, didn't blink. It's like, I don't know if they're doing it for attention. The kids, I'm sure, are, but the parents are just fed up, and they look like they gave up, you know? And so, like, it's a hard thing to watch when parents don't discipline their kids. I'd rather see somebody be disciplined than just run free. That's not what we're called to do as shepherds for our family. We're supposed to guide, not just let them run free.
Alan Miliarotto, thank you. This has been a wonderful discussion today. Thank you for sharing with us the question of how to deal with disrespectful teens, both in words and behavior. And if people want to find out more about Adventure Catholic Leadership Training, where can they go?
You can go to adventurecatholic.com, and they'll see or hear all of our past interviews about, you know, our parenting tips of the week between you and I. There's also a bunch of other stuff on that website. It's adventurecatholic.com.
Well, thanks a lot, Alan. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Thanks. You too, Father. God bless.